91.7 KXT. I want to welcome Daphne Willis to the studios. Daphne, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, yeah. You're playing tonight at the Kessler Theater. It's Eric Nadel's birthday benefit bash, which is a cool benefit show, and we're excited to have you in town for that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great.
You want to get right into a song?
Yeah, sure. We're going to kick it off with this song. It's called I Will Be Waiting. Pulling the driveway, and I know the sound that the dog makes, and your footsteps fall soft on the walkway. Yeah. Oh, and I will be waiting, and when you get home, now I'm gone. Dark, yeah, that I'll leave the light on, and you know, well, the key is under the rock on the front lawn, and you know how lonely I get when you're gone. You know what I'm saying, yeah, and I will be waiting, and waiting. I fill in the spaces, and I miss us in our favorite places, and I miss you and the way we turn the pages, yeah. Oh, and I will be waiting, and when you get home.
All right, that sounded great. Daphne Willis on 91.7 KXT. Now, you're based in Nashville, but you kind of have ties to Texas. You consider yourself a Texan because your parents both went to UT, right, in
Austin?
That's
right, they did. They were both music majors at UT. My aunt lives in UT. I was actually born in San Antonio, so come on.
That right there, yeah.
At heart, yes. And I love coming here, especially with Eric and everybody. It's been great to get over to Dallas a lot more, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, for a brief period there, you were on Vanguard Records, and I'm sure you get tired of telling the story, but it is a pretty cool story about how you got signed to Vanguard Records, because it was just one of those, like, happy coincidences, right?
Yeah. I mean, the serendipity is insane. Kevin Welk, who owns he owns two record labels, but he owns Vanguard, was on a flight on American Airlines, and I happened to have one of my songs was licensed through, you know, one of those sub-licensing companies where they loop your music on, you know, when you're shopping or when you're on ride airplanes. And his iPod died, and he plugged his headphones in to the headrest, and one of my songs was playing, and they looked me up and signed me that way. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, and your dad is still fairly well known in Texas because he worked in the record industry for a long time. Mm-hmm. So was he, you know, did he give you a lot of advice through the process?
Yeah, I'm extremely fortunate to have both of my parents, you know, from both a performance aspect and just being supportive of, you know, being a live musician in general. But my dad especially, like, he worked at Sony BMG for almost 30 years, and so having him, you know, as a reference just on the business side of things, because the industry side of it is so, you know, it's very skewed and difficult to navigate at times. So
yeah, it's almost like it's stacked against you.
Yes.
It's very odd. Well, I bring that up because you're working on a new record, which is going to be out in the summer. And is this going to be an independent release, or have you figured that out yet?
It is. Well, we're going to do independent release. Now we're talking to a few different people. I also am doing a project with John Oates of Hall & Oates, which is now currently underway. So we're kind of I'm kind of caught between, you know, like my solo stuff and the John Oates stuff, possibly combining them, which would be really fun. So I'm just feeling really happy to have options and people like that that are so amazing that, you know, want to work and hang out and write. So
yeah, John is really supportive of, you know, singer-songwriters. I mean, because a lot of, you know, I heard from a lot of people that have been up to his, he's got a studio outside of Aspen, right? Has he invited you up there yet? Or?
He has, yeah. He actually, he and his wife just bought a place in the Gulch in Nashville. So I was
even
playing
better.
Music City Roots, right? Lightning 100. Mm-hmm. And he was at the show and grabbed a disc and gave me his number and was just like, let's hang out and write. So he's been working with a couple other singer-songwriters in Nashville. So he's been, like really heavily involved in that scene for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. He kind of takes on that mentor role now.
He's awesome. I mean, yeah, he really has. And he's done a lot for me as far as, you know, hooking me up with some slots. We did the Tin Pan South Festival, which was great. And so yeah, he's definitely helping me out on a certain level. And the writing is just fun, and you know, it's different for me. It's a little bit, it's just a different sound and a different feel for me, which I'm always trying to explore different avenues in that respect. So it's just been awesome all the way around.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's Daphne Willis on 91.7 KXT playing tonight at the Kessler Theater. Got time for another song here?
Let's do it. This song is called Stay. And tonight, actually, we'll be with a full band. I'll have Josh here will be on drums, and Chris will be rocking it out. So come on down. I hope to see some faces down there tonight. It's a great event. This song is called Stay. Thank you. I got a feeling you've got a feeling too. And baby, if you do, cars turn around and people miss planes. Plans could bend and lights could change. Save goodbye for a different day and stay. I got a feeling you, yeah, you've got a feeling too. And baby, if you do, then all we need is a little time. I don't wanna wake up and miss tonight. This doesn't happen every day, so to hear untie your shoes or pull up a chair. So what you got to lose? You don't have to be anywhere. And I got a feeling you, yeah, you've got a feeling too.
Wow, that sounded great.
Thank you.
It's Daphne Willis on 91.7 KXT. You can see her playing tonight at the Kessler Theater. It's Eric Nadel's birthday benefit bash, and it's not benefiting Eric Nadel. It's benefiting two great causes, the Contact Crisis Line and To Write Love on Her Arms, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And you've done a benefit show for To Write Love on Her Arms before, too. It's a cause you've been involved with for a while, right?
Yes. I've done a lot of stuff with them. They've been great. So I really, I'm glad that they actually don't currently have a chapter here, and now they're going to be able to start one here, which is really great.
Perfect. And the Ray Johnston Band is going to be opening up tonight. Great local band. And yep. Daphne Willis tonight at the Kessler. So again, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us, you guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's 91.7 KXT.